Says the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Zayin on the base, we're learning a little bit of a sugya about challah, and there is a whole toisus which we're not going to learn. I hope you didn't spend too much time on it. There's a toisus which deals predominantly with challah, which we're not going to get stuck into for the moment. But let's see the Gemara either way. Truknin chayovin b'challah. Truknin, we don't know what that is, we'll see in a moment, is chayav b'challah. V'chi'asa Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came and said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, he said the opposite, the Truknin Peturim in Achalah. So you have Machlaikas, whether Truknin Achayev or Potim in Achalah. Says the Gemara, my Truknin, what exactly is Truknin? You're having this discussion whether it's Chayev or Potter from Achalah, what is it exactly? Amar Abaya, Kuva the Ara. What does that mean, kuba da'ara? So Rashi translates as basically a hole in the ground. Look at Rashi, first wide line. Kuba da'ara, oyster mokoim halal. You make a place, make a hole, the kira. Remember, the kira, the ovens then, did not look like they do today. It was basically a box placed on the ground. The floor of the oven might well be the ground itself. The box was just there basically to contain the heat. So on the kira, and the fire is inside that box. So on the ground, you dig a hole and you put the noisten b'teichoy mayim v'kemach, and you put water and flour, k'moisha oisten b'ilfis, exactly as you would do in a pot. But here you didn't do it in a pot. You did it where? In the floor of the oven. And the question is whether that's constituted bread or is not. It's not the classic way to make bread. And therefore the shail is, are you chayav b'challah or you're not chayav b'challah?
So what does it mean, Shulchan? Is it the process of...
Right. Because you made this in a special process, you dug it in the floor and you put mayim and kemach and you baked it that way. Is that now considered lechem, and you'd be chay b'challah, or perhaps not? That is halacha number one. V'omer Abaya said as well, Teresa. What is Teresa? We'll see in a moment. Fatura menachalah. So here, there's no two opinions. You're definitely possible. With regards to Truknin, there were two opinions. Whereas Teresa, you're definitely potter menachalah. My Teresa. What exactly is Teresa? So have three opinions. Ikeda Omri, Govil Martach. What does Govil mean? Govil means mixture. Martach means hot or boiling. So look at Rashi, the end of the second wide line. Govil Martach, Noisnin Kemach Umayim Bekli. You put Kemach Umayim again, not in the hole of the kira, like the last case, but rather in a kli. Uboichashin, and you stir it, bekaf with a spoon. Veshoifchin al hakira, and you pour this whole mixture into the kira, kishehi nisekes, when it has been ignited. Again, not the classic way to make bread, by pouring the whole mixture into the boiling hot oven. And therefore it's not considered lechem, and therefore that's why it's potter from challah. That is opinion number one.
Would that be something like pancakes?
Maybe. Opinion number two, v'ikka de omri, nahama, which is bread, dahandaka. What does that mean, dahandaka? Says Rashi. Botsek, what does botsek mean? Dough. She'oifin bishpud, which is baked on a spit. Again, it's not the normal way to make bread. Umoishchin oisoi tomid, and you always smear it b'shemen, oi b'mei beitzim v'shemen, either with oil or with the water of the eggs. In other words, the egg yolk together. Which, I mean, you keep on smearing it, I guess, to keep it moist, but it shouldn't burn. But again, because that's not the normal way to make bread. On a shpud, therefore, it's also not considered bread, and merely a potter from challah.
What, and you may eat basin?
May basin. The water of eggs. The yolk of the eggs.
The white, it's just like scrantling.
So you keep on smearing it, I guess, otherwise it will be maybe burnt on the outside. Alternatively, says the Gemara, V'ikad omri lechem ha'asui l'kutach. What does it mean, lechem ha'asui l'kutach, says Rashi? Ein oifin oisai betanur. It is not baked in an oven, ela b'chamo'in in a stam. Now, let's just go back a stage. How is bread normally baked? Bread is not baked in a kira, bread is baked in a tanur, in an oven. A closed, sealed oven. By the way, bread was not baked like we bake it today. Rather, it was made into a whole mixture, and then you stick it to the wall of the tanur, and that's how it's made into bread, and then when it's ready, you peel it off, and that's the loaf of bread. But that's not a kira. A kira is not a tanur. A kira is a very different type of structure. It's a box, it's got holes at the top, you put a pan, you put a pot on the top. So then, if you make bread in there, that's not considered the normal way. So if you put it in a hole in the floor, that was two opinions before. But that was truknin. But we're talking about Teresa. Teresa is either poured, boiling, into the kira, not into the tunnel, when it is lit, or it is put on a spit, or it's not done in the tunnel at all, it's heated in the sun. So again, the common denominator is this is not the normal way to make bread. It does therefore indeed not constitute bread, and therefore you'll be potter from challah according to all opinions. Now, the last line was lechem ha'asui lekutach. Bread that was made, as the way Rashi explained it, it was baked in the sun and not in the tanur. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Chiya, lechem ha'asui lekutach potter minachalo. Lechem, which according to Rashi means it was made in the sun, is potter from challah. V'ha'tanya, but surely we've learned in a braisa, chayev v'challah. We have seen in a braisa something that contradicts this. In fact, you are chayev v'challah, so you have a stira. Are you potter when it is baked in the sun, or are you chayev? Says the Gemara, that's not a problem. Hosam keduktani taima. There, the reason is stated clearly, because it says, Rabbi Yehuda Oima, Ma'asecha Moichichin Oleha. Its act, Ma'asecha, its act, or the way it's produced, Moichichin, shows what it is. The way it's produced shows me what it is, i.e., Osam Ka'avin Chayovin Kelimudin Turim. In other words, it depends on how you make it. Therefore, its manner of production is moichiach, shows me what it is. If you want to know what it is, then look at the way it was produced. So what's ovin and what's limudin? It says the top Rashi. If it is ke'ovin, arucha, it was prepared, umakutefes, kegluskois, nois. It is, I think, mean braided, like pleasant. I'm not sure what glusko is. Glusko is normally means a flask. But it was made into proper, normal shaped bread. Goli daite, what does that mean, goli daite? He has revealed his das, he has shown quite clearly that what? The lechem also. That he was making it into lechem because he prepared it and plaited it and made it exactly in the tzura of bread, and therefore what? Even though he made it in the sun and not in the tanur, but ma'aseho, its production shows me that he had bread in mind because he made it exactly in the way that you'd make bread. But if it is kelimudim, says Rashi, kenestorim ba'alma, just nesta literally means a board. Rashi says shelo yihikpid al arisasam. He wasn't particular on the arisa, on its. No, isa is a do. Arisasam. I think it means its shape. The dugmasa ishaninu, we've had a similar example, but made cotton, it says, oisele limudin, luchin lebor shal yahin lekasaisa. Have a look there. But either way, there seems to be two different ways you can make this bread. If you make the bread in a normal bread shaped manner, then the fact that you made it in the sun and not in the oven doesn't matter. That's still considered bread, and under those circumstances, you would indeed be chayav to take challah. If, however, you made it kilimudin, which Rashi translates as planks, it seems to be you weren't really particular on its production. You weren't particular that it should look like bread or have bread-like properties. Then indeed, it's not bread. So therefore, ma'asech o moichikan, therefore if we have a stira, whether or not you have to take challah from lechem or osilukutach, which was made in the sun, it depends therefore on whether it was made in ka'avin or kilimudin. Fine.
Do all of these processes end up with the same product? And they're all ending up
with
bread.
You're not over here. You end up with some bread type mixture, but if it was made like kilimudin, obviously it doesn't look like bread. It might have some bread like properties made of the same material for sure. It's kemach and maim, etc., etc.
Who's saying hamotzi on it?
No, that's really the question. We're always going to discuss that shortly. What problem? For the moment, we've only been discussing with regard to challah. Whether or not Hamaitzi Lechem and Oretz follows suit, that we'll see in a moment.
Right, because with the food, we focus on the end product more than the process.
Yep.
And here it's like the reverse.
Yep. Sir, you're right, Reb Avram. Arisechem does mean it's dough. If you're not makbid on arisos, you're not makbid on its dough, you don't really care what shape, then it's you've shown you're not really interested in producing bread. Now, we have discussed so far a number of cases. The first case was truknin, which the Gemara says is kuba da'ara, i.e. it's not baked in the tanur, but rather in a hole in the floor in the Kira, and we said that there is a discussion whether you chayav challah or not, but we have not discussed this truknin, this kubadara, what bracha do you make on it. So you might be excused for thinking that it would depend on our previous discussion. If there are two opinions as to whether you chayav b'challah or not from truknin, so the chayav, what's the machlokes? Whether or not considered bread. So if it's bread, it'll be amoyzi, and if not, then not. So let's have a look. Omale Abaye le Rav Yosef. Hai kubo da'aro. Mai mevorchin ilavei. What brocha would you make on it? I know we have two opinions with regard to Maisa, with regard to Challah, but what brocha would you make on it? Meaning he was suggesting that perhaps you should make a kamoitzik, maybe it's bread. Omale mi sovret nahamahu? Question mark. Did you really think that it's considered to be bread? Guvla ba'alma hu. Guvla, we had the word before, gobel, it's just a mixture, it's not a bread. It's a water and flour mixture, but it's not bread. And therefore, Omavarchin Ilave Bermanim is Zainist. Now, what do I see from over here? I see from over here a very, very important halacha that if I want to know whether it is or isn't considered bread with regard to challah and with regard to brochas, they are not necessarily dependent on each other. Because with regard to challah, we had two opinions in this kubadara, whether you're chayev or whether you're potter. And yet with regard to the bracha, the Gemara says, oh, it's poshut, they make barim and mezainis, it's not bread. Why is it so poshut? We've got one case, kubadara. Why is it so poshut?
But we've distinguished in that shape.
No, that was the second case. That was Teresa. So why is it so pashut? Hare kuva da'ara, with regard to whether you are or not chayev in challah, we have two opinions. So there seems to be a discussion about whether this is considered bread or not. And yet, all of a sudden, when it comes to the bracha, then it's pashut that it's not bread. So it seems to be that what? That the two discussions, challah and brachas, are not dependent on each other. We'll soon see in a moment, there's a third place where we need to discuss whether it's considered bread or not, and that's with regard to matzah on Seder night. Which means every area of the Torah where we require bread, i.e. challah, or hamitzi, or matzah on Seder night, we always have to know what is the definition of bread with regard to that halacha. So far we are saying that with regard to Bo'imim Zainas, this is not considered bread, it's just a mixture, it's not properly baked in an oven, brother, just put on the floor in the Kira. It might be enough to mechayev it challah, but it's not enough to mechayev it hamitzi lechem min ha'aretz.
Sorry again, I wasn't here.
According to that, then to the contrary, everybody holds you chayav b'challah, and yet you're still potter from, you don't say amaytzi. Right, so that even further strengthens the point that you see the two are not dependent on each other. Now, the truth of the matter is, the simple explanation might well be, because in actual truth, challah is not dependent on bread. Challah is dependent on dough. Therefore, it could well be, that would explain to us in a very simple way, that there could be no chiyav challah. There could be a chiyav challah because it's constituted dough, and yet you'd not make a bracha on mitzvah lechem min ha'aretz because it might well be dough, but it's not bread. Therefore, that's not a contradiction at all. L'cha'ira. It's a dough, it's like cake. We don't make hamoitzi on cake, we chayav to nafresh challah from cake. Why? Because it's a dough. So that was what Rabbi Yosef was answering back to Abaya, that why on earth would you consider it bread? It's obviously just gubla ba'alma, it is merely a mixture. And therefore you make bromine mezonos, and that's what we in fact pass in the halacha. Now, however, having said that, Mar Zutra, this is a very, 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 very important halacha. Halacha lemaisa, and this will have ramifications for further on during the perek. Mar Zutra says, Mar Zutra kova su'udose ilavei. He established his suda on it. Ubirech ilavei hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz v'shalosh brachos. So here we get to the world famous halacha that there could be some foods which don't have a definitive bracha, but rather it depends on how you eat them. So this bread-like mixture, which is not really a bread, and the proof of the pudding is you don't essentially make hamoitzi. If you have real bread, then what's the halacha? You make hamoitzi under all circumstances, however you eat it, even if you're not koseya asuda. But if you're kaveya sudos, I mean you're kaveya, so that's the essence of your meal. So then, even something which is not essentially chayv and mezoin and amoitzi, but can all of a sudden adopt bread status.
Pizza.
Huh?
Pizza.
These types of foods. Which therefore triggers a discussion if you sit down for breakfast and you have four pieces of cake, what bracha would you make? So maybe there'll be room to discuss, they should say hamoitzi and bench afterwards, because you'd be kaveh asudah, even though it's mezainis. It's not worse than this truknin is also mezainis, and yet Mar Zutra was kaveh asudah on it, And you benched. You made our weights. Very negal loch lemaisa. You sit down, you have three rogalach, two berekas, all these types of mazayna, which is not just snacks necessarily, they're quite filling. If you just have three pretzels, and we all understand that a pretzel is not a meal, however much you eat of it. But a bereka, a whole piece of cake, that can be a very filling meal. The Shulchan Aruch paskens this halacha, halacha lemaisa. If you look, Kuf Samachas. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samachas, Sif Tes Vav. Treiknin. What's treiknin? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Dainu. Sha'isim guma bakira. What's a guma? It makes a pit in the kira. V'noisim bo kemach umayim. V'ne'efa mvarech alav. Which bracha? Borim ne mezoinis u bracha achas me'ein sholish. Fine. V'im kovasu dosay alav. Mvarech hamoitzi obirka samoz.
So that seems like it's objection. Subjective to what you want.
Being, not subjective, it depends how you eat it. Because if you're kaveh sudah, which you, by the way,
it's not a role to respect.
If you're kaveh sudah, which again, like I said, we have to define what kaveh sudah means because it's going to have far reaching ramifications in later on in the perek. But either way, I see from the Shulchan Aruch that Mar Zutra, when he's kaveh sudah, he wasn't coming to argue with the previous opinion, he was just adding. If he was arguing, how come the Shulchan Aruch Paskin both of these halachas? The answer is, he wasn't coming to argue, he was just adding. He says, I agree with you 1,000,000% that if you're not Kaveya Suda, it's Mazainus, but you should know. If you are Kaveya Suda, then it's upgraded to Amoitzki and benching, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. So therefore, this now begs the big question. Like I said, if you sit down and have breakfast and you have four slices of cake, four pieces of cake, or four rogalach, or three berekas, what bracha do you make? You go to a bris early morning and you don't want to wash on the bagels. Instead, you have all the berekas instead. No, maybe you should have to bench anyway. And I have to say I'm waiting.
What if I have one slice?
It has to be a shir, whatever, but not getting involved. That's a different discussion. How much do you have to eat for chai bench? We're not discussing that. Rice to drabonon, that's a different discussion. But either way, if you did have the correct amount, which bracha, you see from this Gemara, very, very important line. If you kaveya suda, you chayev therefore to make a moitzi and bench. So for that becomes our question now. Is that halacha lemaisa? I have three slices of bread, three slices of cake, three pieces of cake. Again, presuming I've got to the right amount of shear, I've eaten the right amount. Do I have to make hamoitzi and brick some muslim? So I heard differing opinions on it. Some say cake is always by definition a snack. Even if that's all you eat for your breakfast, that's never considered a kaviyas suda. But maybe mezainis rolls, or maybe berekas are different. I don't know. Berekas is like a meal. You wouldn't serve at a meal a piece of cake. You might serve it for dessert. You wouldn't serve, here, have some chicken and cake. You don't do that. But berekas you would. Berekas, you'd have berekas, potato filled berekas. Like so maybe if you sit down and have three berekas for breakfast, maybe you should have to bench. I'm not sure, Aloha, I need to be mavaris, to be perfectly honest with you.
You would say mazonos and then bench?
No, if it's mazonos, then it's brach achreino. Inshallah. But if it's hamoitzi, then it's...
Save the pizza question for after this year.
Pizza is more complicated. Pizza might be hamoitzi anyway.
What is the rule of hold?
I always wash my hands and have bread with it. Always. So twice a year I have pizza. That's what I do.
Bread.
So I want to avoid the shayla. We've seen this eight, 10 number of times. So Tosfos says it's a suffix, therefore we'll have bread, and therefore you patch it. That's what we always do in our house. If ever we have pizza, we have, everyone washes on a piece of bread, and that way it's vaday amoitzi, and so to that. Okay. So that's a tricky thing, because even if it's officially advertised as a mazoinos pizza, but maybe it's not going to help, because now it might be in kaveh stu, then it's a real meal, it's not a snack. A piece of cake, or a biscuit, or what do you guys call it? A cookie. I could hear it as a snack. But a pizza? It's a snack. It's a meal.
Sometimes you grab a slice. It's not a meal, it's literally
Americans
a snack.
Grab a slice. English people, evasive marks, believe, grabs a slice of pizza. Do you ever grab a slice of pizza?
You're in the
I can't, you're hungry.
Dinner's not for a few hours. No, you're
I have to tell you that.
You do that, it's a shayla with the apostle Leidus.
What?
Mara says, Eichel Hashuk, apostle Leidus.
You take it in the car, you eat it while you're driving.
You can't. Definitely apostle Leidus.
I always want to have bread.
I think it's the worst possible chimer for one's children. Sometimes see it. I don't go to the stalls anymore, but I used to. People go in the store, pizza, and they walk around. The kids literally walking around, eating this pizza, like eating a candy. Abysmal chinuch.
What about a baraka? If you get a, if you go to the bakery, there's no place to sit.
Our kids know we don't have them eating the street. Wait 5 minutes. I'm not talking about you go on a teal and you're hungry, potato, or somebody's starving, they're going to pass out. But as a lechatchila thing, go and buy food and walk around eating it. The Gemara says, "Oichel b'shuk doimel kelev uposel leidus." That's what the Gemara says. Now you can tell me it's an exception. It's not the same. Eat on a train. It's not the same. It's a big shayla halacha. I know of shayla halacha. My uncle has an entire share on it. When somebody got married. And the Adim, one of the Adim said, I regularly, eat pizza on the street, and there was a whole shayla where the Kiddushin was chal. There was a whole shayla where the Kiddushin was chal. He said, I eat pizza, very fine, upstanding person. But the Gemara says, Mufurush, Oichel B'shuk, Doyme Lekelev, Upostel Le'edus. So now, according to the simple reading of the Gemara, this couple are not married. It was a whole complicated shayla. What happens if somebody goes to work every day on the train and he has his sandwiches on the train? Is that considered Oichel B'shuk? Maybe train is different. Okay, bring me a proof. I'm saying, if not, this couple are not married. It's very, very, very serious shaylas. What happens if you go on a tiyul, Ben Azmanim? You go to the parks, and you sit down eating a picnic. Well, that's called Oichel B'shuk. Sitting down, I command you. Yeah, it's a public pit. What's the definition? What are the parameters? Very, very unclear shayla. But generally, it's not a... My kids, I'm starving. Fine, so come home and have something to eat. At least sit down when you eat. Just walk around eating like a... That's a kelev. That's what I said. Dayman a kelev.
So if I go to the store with my kids, and they always get like a bag of chips, you know.
We'll discuss the kind of questions afterwards.
Yeah, fine.
That's going to shine on the Gemara or kind of questions?
Aren't they all related?
Yes, but not to our Gemara.
Okay.
It's one of your quick questions. It's a very valid question, very important question. But, again, like all issues of chinuch, there are rules and there are exceptions to the rules. And even when there are rules, you have to know your own children, you have to know your own personality, etc., 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 etc. But as a general thing, if you would see your local Rav walking in the street holding a bag of chips, I think you would be very, very disappointed.
Not me, my kids.
It's not an honorable thing, it's not a bad thing to do.
So my shayla is that now that I already do it, and it's like the kids know what's going to happen, is it better for them to stop it?
That's a chinuch question. Fine. Zot ve'ilege Gemara Vaita. So we have decided that truknin, although it might well be chayav v'chala because it's a dough, but it's not bread. Therefore it's mizainus. If, however, I'm kiveya suud on it, that's a different question, and you therefore make a brocha v'amoitzi beforehand and berkas hamozen afterwards. Okay. Says the Gemara, Omar Ma Barabashi. The Odom Yoitse Bohen Yedei Chayvosoi BePesach. A person would be Yoitse his Chiyav on Pesach. Now, at first glance, this is very difficult to understand. Why is it difficult to understand? Because it's not Lechem. We just said it's not Lechem. And if it's not Lechem, how can we Yoitse your Mitzvah of Matzah? If it's not Lechem, it's not Matzah. My time is, says the Gemara, because lechem oini korinon be. I might not be able to call this bread, but I can certainly call it poor man's bread. Might not be lechem, but it is lechem oini. If it's not completely divorced from bread, it is to an extent. So lechem oini doesn't require absolute, fully fledged bread. It's enough if Schwacher bread, weak, second degree bread. In fact, that's the whole point of it. So therefore, we've just discussed three different halachas, and we see that what? That each has their definition. With regard to challah, it seems to suffice that it's a dough. With regard to the bracha, it's got to be fully fledged bread. And with regard to Pesach, it also has to be bread. But it's enough if it's lechem oini. And this is lechem oini. Now, before we continue, let's have a look at the Tosfos. Mar Zutra, the small little Tosfos. Mar Zutra, kovas udose yaleo b'chein nilish. I'm not sure what that means. I kovas udose yaleo. Nilish was actually mentioned in the last Tosfos as well, which we didn't learn. But either way, I kovas udose yaleo. Lachmanis, dakos, thin rolls. Chaynilish, I kavas suda seoleo. If you are kaveya your suda on them, then again, even though essentially the bracha is very named Zainus, but if you're being kaveya suda, then mevarach and oleo amaitzi. Vachain tsivo haram. And so too the ram, Rabbeinu Meir instructed Bapurim. On Purim, when one apparently is koveya a suda on these types of rolls, what did he instruct? Levorich hamoitzi bepas tchilah. He should make hamoitzi on bread. Why? What does that indicate? It was a suffix. He wasn't sure. Kedei lepoitron mibracha, in order to exempt them from a bracha. Why? Shahoyo mistupak, because he had a doubt. I have a kviusaihu, whether their kvius is in fact called a kvius oiloi. Like we said before, if I sit down and have a pretzel party, I have 500 pretzels. You could well suggest that even though it's the only thing I ate, but that's never considered a kvius. Kvius means an established, proper sit-down meal. Pretzels will always never, ever, ever be constituted a meal. It's a snack. On the other hand, the Gemara says the trukkin, if you're kveya suda, it is considered a meal, and it's amoitzi. And what about these types of thin rolls? So apparently the ram had a suffix. It's not clear what the suffix was, but it had a suffix. On Purim, apparently that was the what you sat down and you ate. So is that considered a kvios or not? He has a suffix. What was his eitzah? You have bread in the beginning, you make hamoitzi on that, and that way you have avoided the issue completely. And as I mentioned, this is what we do in family Jalofsky's house, if and when we have pizza. Right. We've had this example before. Right. We've had this example before. That it's best to make hamoitzi, and that way you avoid the shame. Fine. That's why I should have some meaning. He asked him to bench, and he thought it'd say three brachas, and he said one. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'omar ma barbashi. Why does it say V'omar with a V'? Why doesn't it say Omar? What does it mean continue? Why is the continuation? We're talking about Dvash now, so why is the continuation?
It's the same fellow.
It's the same part, not same fellow. Same Amoira.
thing or
not? Not a fellow? Fellow? I'm a fellow. You wouldn't want to meet. You wouldn't want to meet Ma Rav Ashi. I guarantee, if you meet Ma Rav Ashi, you would faint on the spot out of his immense kedusha. So I'm assuming you're using the word fellow not as in a like chap or guy or bloke.
Fellow of the Royal Society.
Fellow of the Royal Society or thing. Okay, fine. But either way, he's not that either. He's an Amoyer, he's a Heilig Amoyer. Heilig Amoyer. So Ma Rav Ashi spoke to us about Pesach. The Omar Ma Rav Ashi, now he told us another halacha. Hai Duvsha de Tamri. What's Duvsha de Tamri? Date honey. Mevarachin ilavei Shakoil Nia Bidvaroi. Why? My timer, Zeo. Ba'alma hu, because it is merely moisture. It's no longer considered to be what?
Opiate.
It's no longer considered to be the fruit. Now this is a very, very important Gemara. Every Gemara is important. That's true, but this Gemara is also important. Well, we're now talking about fruit juice. We're going to now discuss fruit juice. So, for the moment, we're just discussing Dvash. We're soon going to have to see, is that a general discussion or is it something specific to Dvash? So, either way, if you squeeze the Dvash from Tmarim, Tmarim are dates, and you extract the Dvash from it, the Gemara says the Shaka, why it's Zeo? What does that mean, Zeo? Says Rashi, on the last wide line. Zeo, just a moisture of Alma, ve'enoi pri. It's no longer considered the pri levare cholov, very prehoit. Okay, the tamarim themselves, obviously, what bracha are they? Very great. It's fruit. It's not just any old fruit. It's one of the medium as well. With regard to our eights, doesn't matter. You make our eights even a non-shiva something. But either way, the honey extract is considered zeo. It's just moisture, and maybe there's no bracha for eights. Now, says the Gemara, Kaman. What does that mean, Kaman? Like whom? Whose opinion is he following? Kihai Tana, like the following Tana. The Tanan we have learned in the Mishnah, this is in the 11th parak of Trumois. The Vash. Yes. And he's following an opinion which is mentioned in the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? The Vash Tamarim. Which is exactly what we're talking about. Honey that comes from dates. Number one. V'yayin Tapuchim. What does it mean, V'yayin Tapuchim? Apple cider, very good. Wine from apples. The chaymet stefunios. Says Rashi on the first narrow line. What is chaymet stefunios? We know what chaymet is. Chaymet is vinegar. What's stefunios? So stefunios is that from the word stoif. End of what? Says Rashi, stoife anovim. The end of the grapes. What does that mean, the end of the grapes? She'ein misbashlim oilomis. They never really ripen. At the end of the season, there's some grapes which didn't make it in time. Therefore, they cannot be used to produce wine. Rather, v'oisim mehem chaymet. You make some sort of more bitter mixture, let's call it vinegar. Now, the discussion in the Mishnah, like I mentioned, is the Mishnah in Trumos. How do I know? Because there's a little star by the word Dvash, and at the side it says Trumos Perikula. So for the discussion there is nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos. The discussion, as you'd expect, if it's in Trumois, is with regard to Trumois. What is the discussion? Says the Mishnah again, Dvash Tmorim V'yayin Tepuchim V'chaymetzvonis V'shar Mei Peirois, and so to all other fruit juices Shel Truma, which we as non-Koyanim cannot eat. And what happens if you did eat it? So normally, what's the halacha if I eat a Kohen's truma? What's normally the halacha? I've got to pay back the keren and the chomesh because it's truma, but only if it's constituted truma. There is no truma, as it were, on fruit juices or liquids. That's going to be the discussion over here. Rabbi Lezer holds Machayev Karen B'Chemish. He maintains you would pay the Karen, which is the capital, but also an additional fifth. So he considers, apparently, fruit juice to be considered fruit. And that's why truma refers to it. Truma doesn't refer to liquids, it refers to fruit, food. But Rabbi Yeshua Poita, what does it mean, Rabbi Yeshua Poita? He exempts. Why does he exempt, says Rashi? Mechayev Keren V'chaymesh. That was the first opinion of Rabbi Lezer, L'shoyse Mimenu B'shoygeg. Somebody who drank from it by accident. But Rabbi Yeshua Poita. Why? Like we said before, V'zeya Ba'almahu. Because it's considered merely to be a moisture, it's not really considered to be the original fruit. Ve'ein, shame, truma, chal, olav. How do you translate those words? The name of truma cannot take effect on it. Truma can only take effect on what? On fruits. Ve'ein locha pri haniten lemashke. There is no fruit which is given. What does that mean, given? Which means its purpose is to produce mashke, elo, zeisim v'anovim bilvad. Only olives and grapes. Olives give oil, and grapes give wine. Those are considered fruits. You can have truma from them, by the way. But where is it? You're talking about other fruits? So if it's the fruit, it's chayav b'truma. But if it's the fruit extract, it's considered merely to be zeyo ba'alma. And if it's zeyo ba'alma, there is no chayav kerem v'chaymesh. Now, we are copying and pasting. Because Rabbi Shua was never discussing what bracha you make on it. So when Ma Barav Ashi said that you make a bracha of shahako because it's not considered fruit, and the Gemara said, whose opinion are you following? And he said, I'm following Rabbi Shua. What did he mean? That just like Rabbi Yeshua said, with regard to something else completely, with regard to Hilchos Truma, we're not discussing Hilchos Truma, we're discussing Hilchos Brochas. But just like with regard to Hilchos Truma, it's not considered to be a fruit, and therefore, even though you'd have to pay the Keren, but you don't pay back the Chaymesh. Why? Because it's not considered a fruit, and therefore it's not considered to be Truma. Same thing applies to brochas. If it's not considered a fruit, it would no longer be ha'etz, but rather shahako. So this sounds like we're being taught a very, very, very important principle. And this, as we know, of course, halacha l'maisa. That fruit juice, what's the brocha? Shahako. Why? It's not considered a fruit. With the exception of oil and wine, where they are considered the fruit. They don't make koetz because, for whatever reason, at least on yain, there's a special bracha bari pri hagofen. Shemen we had on the very first omad on lamad hayom base, where the Gemara says you do make bari pri hoetz. Now let's have a look at Tosfos. Hai dubsha de tamri mevorchin aleil shahaka. Says Tosfos v'chein mashkin mikol minei peiros. Very important halacha. Says Tosfos, don't make a mistake. We're not only considering the dvash that comes from tamarim. This is a general rule. All fruit juice, besides for bar, besides matirosh v'yitzar. What's matirosh v'yitzar? Wine and oil, like we said before. Wine and oil is different. That's what Rashi pointed out as well. Wine and oil is different. Kedam rinon gaba orla. With regard to orla as well, you'll find the same principle. That what? That fruit juice is not considered a fruit, but yayin and shemen is considered a fruit. Fine. Uleafuke mehalochais gedoilois. As opposed to the hag. What does the hag stand for? Halochais gedoilois, one of the gedoilois rishonim, who holds shapirish. The Mayri Shenostan Letoichon Mayim, period. The Halachis Gedoilai says that it only loses its fruit status if what? If you dissolved it with water. So if I squeezed out my orange, and I made orange juice, according to the Halachis Gedoilai, what broth would you make?
Eight.
I, it seems to be indicated in our Gemara Shakel. Yes, consider you mix it with water. So we don't pass by that. We don't pass by that. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, indeed we don't pass by Halachas Gedolos, and we indeed pass in like Tosfos. If you look in Siman Reish Beis Sif Ches, Shulchan Aruch says Dvash Hazov Mehatzmorim, honey that flows from dates, Mavarich Olav Shehakol. V'chein al mashkin hayoytzin mikol minei peiros. So too, the liquids that come from any other peiros, halach is always the same. That what? Chutz mi. Now, what's it going to say? Mizdeisim v'anovim. Besides for olive oil and anovim, where there you don't say shehakol. What bracha do you make? Now we know on zeisim or eitz anovim you make agafen. Why is agafen? Now we saw a whole discussion because upgraded, etc., etc., etc. But all other fruits, once you extract it, now what's unique about zeisim and anovim? Don't tell me because they're choshev. That's not the answer. Rather, Rashi says very, very important words.
What's the reason why we?
Ein lecha pri hanitein lamashke. What does nitein lamashke mean? It's given for that. That's its purpose. Purpose of the grape is to extract it. Purpose of an orange is to eat it. You can extract it and make orange juice, but that's not its prime purpose. So it's not necessarily because of the chashivas of yayin. The chashivas of yayin does play a very important role in explaining something else. What does that explain? The bracha of Hagofen. Remember that we had a whole discussion. Why is Shemen Ha'etz and why is Yayin Hagofen? But the discussion there was not why is it not Shahakra. That was never the discussion. Obviously it's not Shahakra, it's still a fruit. It's still a fruit. Why is it considered a fruit? Because this is the purpose of the fruit. Purpose of grapes is to squeeze in and make wine. Purpose of zeisim is to squeeze them and make dvash, shemen. Which bracha do you make? Not shahakel. Essentially, they should both be eight. Yayin happens not to be agafen. That was the gemara we saw earlier on in the parak because it's choshev. So again, let's not make a mistake. The chashivas of yayin does not explain why you don't make shahakel. The reason why I don't make shakel is nothing to do with the chashivas. Rather, what is it? It's because that was the purpose of the fruit, and therefore it hasn't lost the fruit status. It's still considered a fruit. Ah, if it's still considered a fruit, then which bracha should I be making? Bari Priyo 8, which is what I do make on Shemen. So why is Yayin different? That's where chashivas plays a role. That was the whole discussion because it satiates you and you have a studa on it, etc., etc. That was the Gemara right in the beginning of the parak. Very, very, very important Gemara. This. But fruit juice? What's the halacha? Shaka. Why? Because it's there. Why is it considered there? Because that was not the purpose of the fruit. When you made your apples on the tree, I didn't have in mind apple cider. It's true, you can use it for that, but it's not considered the original fruit.
I recall thinking of something with respect to oranges that are grown dafka.
Okay, we have to get to that. Fine, if the dafka can plant it in order to make apple cider or orange juice, maybe that'll be a separate discussion. But for the moment, your stem orange is there to be eaten, not to be drunk as orange juice. Your stem apple is there to be eaten as an apple, not to be drunk as apple juice. But your stem grape is there for grape juice. Your stem olive is there for olive oil. So the extract is not zeil. Zeil means just the moisture, just the liquid. No, no, no. This is the original fruit. It happens to be in a different state. This is the original fruit.
I feel like it's not. All of them have gamma gum. There are some great
questions. What is prime purpose? The question is what is prime purpose? What and therefore what is this? Like Rome said, if I specifically had something else in mind, maybe that would be different. But this is done. Now, let's just finish up. Tosfos says, V'sheichar. What's V'sheichar? Beer. Now, beer is complicated because beer has what content?
Barley.
Chita or Seira. Wheat or barley. Mezainus. So therefore, maybe we should be making mezainas on barley, on beer. Says Tosfos, the Sheikhar Didon, Afal Gav, even though the Shema Yesh Bohen Kazayis Bechdechilas Pras, even though it might well be that what? That there is actually a Kazayis of grain in it, Bechdechilas Pras, which you would therefore think is Machayev, Mazayna, he says Tosfos, no. Loi mevarchin olav boilim in mezaynas elo shahakoil vafilu leRav Shmuel. Even according to Rav Shmuel, remember Rav Shmuel who we bumped into a daf ago? They said to Omri, they said that kol sheyesh boi mechameshus aminim mevarchin olav boilim in mezaynas v'hocha loi hava bohu mamish sa'irim. What does it mean? Not mamish.
Revealed.
It's not the end. It's there. It's not disappeared. But it's completely reconstituted. When they said that something has a chameshas mine content, it means it's there. It might not be the main thing. The halachas, you still make barim nezoinas. But here there's no mamash left. It's all being completely pulverized and liquidized. The ein sheikha elotama ba'alma. Therefore the sheikha is not the original chit of a sa'ira, but rather it's just the tam of the chit on the sa'ira. It's just the taste. There's none of the original left. One reason. This was a discussion we had earlier on in the parrot, because chit and sa'ira has an upgrade that you can make into bread, and therefore when you downgrade it and you make it into beer, that loses the chit of a sa'ira status. Because it's not being eaten, it's being drunk. Therefore, the shakel. So we've learned two very, very important chidushim in this thesis. Number one, on all fruit juice, you make shahakel, even though the halachas gedolim did not pass in that way, but Tosfos disagreed and we pass it like Tosfos. Halacha number two, beer, even though it has got a wheat or barley content, doesn't matter. You make shahakel for a number of reasons, and this is also halacha for next. Yeah, it's the bottom of the Gemara, we'll discuss it later. Okay.